I start it right now.
Chad, you want to talk to him?
No.
Okay. You were born in Greece. When?
I was born on the island of Crete. April 25th, 1949.
Okay. And
it was a small village, mm-hmm. about 2,000 people. And I left when I was 9. I went to Athens. Mm-hmm. How is it? Okay. Getting up.
Okay.
And when I went to Athens, I was about 10 years old. And I have an aunt, my mother's sister. Her name is Kostula.
How do you spell that?
Kostoula. Okay. And these people, they used to have, you know, my relatives, they used to have a party every weekend. They get together in a small house and have a couple of drinks and a lot of love and just dance and have a good time.
Uh-huh.
That was a beautiful life.
Oh, my goodness.
Every weekend. That was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. We had some relatives that used to play instrument, you know, like a guitar or bouzouki, things like that. Mm-hmm. They used to come nighttime, you know, sometimes 1, 2 o'clock in the morning outside the door and play. And even if you're sleeping, get up and prepare some food or some drinks and here you go. Start dancing and have a good time.
Really?
Yeah, especially, you know, during the summer months.
Mm-hmm. Huh, that's amazing.
Very nice. Yeah, you see, that time the life was different. People, they used to have good time all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Every weekend, go out there and take your friends and more romantic thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So just watching them dancing, like I said, my aunt Kostula, she got me involved. She said, I'm going to teach you the steps. I was about 10. So here, like Aaron. So here I am, start learning the steps. Until, you know, I learned the steps and then I joined them with a group every weekend.
Mm-hmm. So you join the family every
Join the family, yeah. And here I am after I learned to become a little fancy, you know, as mm-hmm. far as
when you
show
there.
Off a little bit. No, even in Greece.
Oh, okay.
I used to be the first one on the line, you know, because when you lead the dance, you're supposed to be good.
Mm-hmm. How did you come to lead the dances? When did you start leading the dances?
A couple of years later, I guess I learned 10, about 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little expert devil there.
Mm-hmm.
So then...
The family and the dancing?
Yeah, all the family, mm-hmm. family, relatives, friends. And I used because my house always had people mm-hmm. every weekend, or even regular days. Friends used to come over because my father and my mother, you know, pleasant people. Just get together, have a few drinks,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of love.
Mm-hmm.
These people, you know, my mother has 2 more sisters. If they don't see each other for a couple of days, every time they get together, they kiss each other. You know, even for 2 days
mm-hmm.
or a day,
mm-hmm.
you know, hug them and kiss them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of love.
Uh-huh. What were your
That's
parents,
the real thing.
What were your parents' names and what did they do?
My father's name is Emmanuel,
mm-hmm.
and my mother was Irene. And he was usually he was like a salesman, sell things, you know, oranges, olive oil, things like a farmer thing. He had a store, a small store, like a little restaurant type cafe bar they call it. You know. And my mother was taking care, you know, the kids, myself, my sister, Christine, and she was working also in order to make a living. It was very tough. Sometimes work in the farm or a factory and make some money.
Mm-hmm. What kind of factories were around?
The factory in Athens was a factory there. It was making cigarettes. She was working one of those very tough work for her.
Mm-hmm.
Work late hours, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was 12, when I finished, they call elementary, 12 years old, and then you go to the high school, you know, the highest. Here they call it junior, right? The same thing. I had to go during the night because I had to work during the day.
Mm-hmm.
So I was 12 years old going to work.
What were you working at?
All kind of jobs,
mm-hmm.
make some money.
Mm-hmm.
It was very tough. Mostly I was helping my aunt. he used to sell vegetables and stuff like that. So I was the bus boy and wait things for people and deliver things like that. And because you remind me old times now. I don't like to remember that. They were very tough.
What were the basic steps? If you learned very quickly.
The steps. Sure. Yeah, you have to listen to the music a lot. And you have to feel the music into your heart. That's the main thing. You got to feel the music. And then the steps, mostly it's about 10 steps. We have, Greece has close to 245 different dances. And every part of Greece has its own dance, style of dance, even the music. I basically learned the dance from Crete. They call Syrto.
How do you spell it?
Syrto. Or they call happy dance.
That's what it translates as?
Yeah, happy dance, yeah. And I learned that one. But the first one I learned, they call Kalamatiano. Now you want to know how to spell that one, right? K A L A M A T. Hold on, let me look now. Kalamati I A N O. That one consists 12 steps, and you go forward, back, and side.
And that was the first dance you learned.
That's the first dance that I learned. Mm-hmm. And that's a fast dance, and it's been danced by more than two people in a group dance. Both dances are group dances. You got to have a whole bunch of them and, you know, form a circle and all jump up there and have a good time. Mm-hmm. And every time you turn, another person goes up front, you know, you switch. That's where everybody get a chance to be, you know, to be the leader.
Right.
But you got to know how to do it, you know. Mm-hmm. If you don't know, you can't, you don't want to be a leader. Mm-hmm. Screw up the whole thing with
That's
the rest
right.
of them. Yeah.
Right.
Huh.
So the basic steps are there, 10 basic steps.
12. Well, the first one, the Syrto, is 10, and the Kalamatiano is 12.
Okay. So basically, they're
is 10. 10 on Syrto and 12 on Kalamatiano.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is a solo dance, like they call Greek the Zorba, you know, Syrtaiki, the most famous one. And that one is the most popular one
right.
all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's called the Zorba?
Greek, yeah, Zorba, the Greek, they okay. call, or Never on Sunday. A lot of people, they know
yeah,
Never
right.
on Sunday.
Yeah, but the name of the dance is the Zorba.
It's Zorba or cellar dance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And
that's the most popular one. No matter where you go, okay. yeah, just give a smile to the people and get up there, do opa, you know,
mm-hmm.
and everybody's up there. Give me the buzuki over there, and one to the right. On top shelf. Yeah. And this is how it looks like. Look at.
Oh my gosh.
So everybody, no matter where you go, and you listen to this kind of music, everybody's up like at the festival, you remember?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
As soon as I'm up there, just give them a smile, everybody in the beginning is shy.
Mm-hmm.
But after you show them a few of the steps,
mm-hmm.
they're ready to go and they really enjoy themselves.
Right. Do you remember the man at the festival? He was wearing awfully, interestingly coordinated clothes, but all of a sudden he just got up and started dancing like a devil. Just real fast dancing like that. Do you remember that?
What kind of clothes he was wearing?
He was wearing like red trousers and a plaid shirt. He was wearing a cap.
The hat?
Yeah.
He was wearing black clothes?
No, he wasn't wearing black clothes. I think he was wearing just oddly coordinated.
He was outside there teaching dance with me?
Yeah. And then he broke off and started dancing by himself. And then he came back to it.
A thin guy?
Yeah.
Skinny little guy, thin?
No, not little. Taller than
taller than me?
Yeah.
Maybe Ted Athanasakis, the tall guy with the beard. He had beard.
No, he didn't have a beard.
It's one of those kids.
A young kid or old kid?
No, it wasn't. It was an older man.
An older man. Older man. I'm trying to think. All the men, eh? And a lot of people, they used to come from the kitchen, you know, when they're working.
Okay.
And so many of them, every time they feel good, they just go up there, they get a couple turns and get the people involved. That's the main thing, to get the people involved. So I don't know how you're going to write this, but you can say, you know, everybody working for the church and for the festival, like I said, you have to feel the music into your heart. And if it's the right song, or brings some memories to you, that song or the music, you up there, you know, you feel going, you know. So that's Greek music. You know, if you feel a song, it reminds you something, or just the music, you just go up there and enjoy yourself. And, you know, a couple turns and everybody else is up and enjoying. What else?
When did you come to the United States?
1974.
Did you come to work here?
I came to go to school, go to college. And then after I finished my studies, before I met my wife and I stay here. I never went back to Greece. But I did serve my country, you know, in Greece, and I was in the Greek Air Force. So I did that one. And my wife is a good dancer, by the way. She knows all the Greek dances. Yeah.
Is she Greek too?
No, she is now.
Yeah, right. You get
confused. All right, Lori? Yeah. She is now. Her name is Angelique. Angelique. She was baptized in the Greek church.
The steps. Side steps.
Well,
steps.
Okay, well, the steps, it's hard to describe. I can give you one, the basic one, absorbed by the Greek. You start side by side.
I know that.
You start side by side a few times, you know, left, right, right, left. You go by about 4 or 5 times. And you open your arms and you hug the other person, you know. I don't know how you say this. Just
your hand on your shoulder.
You put your hands on your shoulder about
put
two or three people.
Arms
arms length. And you go side by side a few times. And then the way you start, you bring your left foot forward. You bend your knee a little bit and you make 3 short steps to the left. And then you're doing the same thing. When you count 3 on the left, and then you support yourself on the right on your right foot, and you make 3 steps to the right, and then you make 2 steps on the left and 2 steps on the right, and then 1 on the left, 1 on the right, and then you stop. To a little short jump, you know, you spread your feet when you jump, and then you close and you open your toes back and forth.
Right.
Yeah. And then you do another jump, and this specific dance has variety of different ways you can dance, but that's the basic steps that I just described to you.
Now, so you can improvise on those basic steps.
Yeah,
and
then
where you're from, and
no,
how
depending how good you are.
Okay.
In other words, if you know the dance, you show off your talent by different skills, different other. You implement other formulas, let's say. You combine the basic steps that I just described you with something different, and you make the dance looks more alive or more variety instead of back and forth 3 and 3, 2 and 2 and 1 and 1. So you put a little variety, and people enjoy that more. Sometimes they throw plates and they break plates too. They don't, you know, when they say do not break plates, well, it depends where you are, but they do break plates when they have good time. That's the most popular dance. I enjoy that one. That's the one I'm teaching mostly at the festival, and everybody's up there and dancing and having good time.
Yeah. Now, at the festival, there were a number of bouzouki players.
Where
are they from?
Well, from Greece.
Oh, I see. And they were
the guys that you saw last year. No, they live in. They came from. Where they came from? From Pennsylvania, that group. The group we had last year came from Pennsylvania,
they were
yeah.
Imported?
No, they live, they have families here, they work, and they're doing this as a part-time basis.
Mm-hmm.
We have a guy that works at Prague with me, he's an engineer also. He plays bouzouki, but it's not 100% Greek.
Mm-hmm.
He speaks Greek, but his music do not have that Greek tone, you know. But we still enjoy, you know, he's
yeah.
probably going to be, you know, this year's festival.
Uh-huh. Are there
Mike.
Any musicians, other Greek musicians in this area? That,
Mike is one, like I told you, and a couple guys, they play the drums and a clarino, you know, a clarinet.
Oh.
But he's not Greek, he's Armenian.
Uh-huh.
And another guy plays guitar, he's American, but he joined his Mike, you know, Mike plays a bouzouki.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only ones that I know in the area.
Who are the Armenian?
Oh, I don't know the names.
Oh. Okay.
I only know Mike Menexis.
Right, yeah. I have
you probably know Mike.
I haven't met him yet, but I've been trying to get him. Yeah.
He was at the church yesterday.
Oh, well. I should go to church, I guess.
Yeah, Mike is pretty good. He's the best that we have because we don't have anybody else.
I tell you.
So it's better than nothing, like they say.
Sure. So those are the steps, and they get combined, they get played on depending on how good you are. And the dance is done anytime.
Anytime.
Anytime you feel like dancing, you dance.
Anytime you play some music, and like I said, every song, if you're Greek, every song brings you, even foreigner, you know, visitor. But mostly if you're Greek, and every song is written for a purpose, for a reason, about life. Every song is about life and love,
mm-hmm.
like most of the countries.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, for somehow the Greeks, they come a long way ago. And every song reminds them something about the people that have been to a different country. You know, like my mother, every time, you know, I hear a song, that reminds me of my mother. She still lives in Greece. You know, I get more emotional that way. Or by my first love or something like this. You know, the old songs when I was in the Air Force. You know, I'm ready to go. I feel more in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you see me up there sometimes. You know, when I do those little, the fancy things, sometimes you see me jumping up there 5-6 feet high.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When I have somebody to support me, you know,
yeah.
depending on the song.
Mm-hmm. Have you found other dancers that you can dance with in that kind of way, where you can let yourself loose and be able to jump 5 feet high and not, you know you're not going to fall down and break your leg?
Yeah, I found some, but I'm getting old.
You only jump 3 feet?
I can go 3-4 now.
Yeah.
Cut down a couple of feet.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Yeah, you have to take it easy, because that dance, that can, you know.
Be pretty hard in the knees.
Pretty hard, yeah.
Now, this year at the festival, you'll be dancing at the festival this
yeah,
year?
Yeah, as long as I can walk, I'm going to be dancing. Even a little bit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, sure.
Yeah, dance is, I feel in my heart, like I said, and every time I hear Greek music, I'm up there. And I like to get people involved. That's my main concern. Like last year, a couple of times, you know, I was so tired, my feet, they were killing me, but I didn't show the pain.
Mm-hmm.
I was up there dancing, even just to start the dance and then just sit down and relax. Everybody, come on, guys. No, my stomach, I didn't want to tell them, you know, I don't feel good. But, you know, I had severe pain on my left leg,
mm-hmm.
you know, because the first day, if you're really out of practice and then you try to give everything in 1 or 2 days, it's
mm-hmm.
very tough. That's why you have to exercise more often,
mm-hmm.
and dance more often, get your muscles loose.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, last year didn't happen and I was in severe pain. But Orvika, yeah, you dance from 12 to 10, you know, so many hours, not continuously, you know, but every hour they call you guys, come on, they need you outside, you know.
That's right, and in there. It
takes a lot out of you.
Yeah, going in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out.
Yeah, and then you're standing up, you don't take a break to relax. Yeah, that's the way I am. When I'm there, I'm 100% at the festival. Even my kids, you know, they help around and
mm-hmm.
clean up and... It's good. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Now, you lead a group, a kids group, don't you?
Yeah, I start 6 years ago, and I was teaching the small children that time. They were ages from 7 to 13, 14. And for a couple of years, and then I went overseas with a company. And when I came back a year something ago, most of those kids, they're growing up, you know, now they're teaching other children. So I really feel very proud that I start something. And I see these kids, you know, growing up, and they're doing a good job. I'm up there with everyone.
Now, are those kids a part of the church?
Is that yes, all of them. Okay. All of them part of the church. And if you have Greek parents, you got to know Greek dance.
Do you like, care?
Yeah, they're better.
I asked her that in school, and she said she didn't.
And she knows, and she's a little shy, but she knows the steps. Yeah,
know.
She can go up there.
Yeah, I know.
She's proud to do it, and she enjoys
Will
doing it.
Will you be dancing this in February?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Greek dance is fun. A lot of people, you know, they have something going on. A lot of times they say, guys, we're going to have a going away party for somebody. Can you do the Greek dance? So they know me and just go for a couple dances and they really have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is funny. A couple of weekends ago, a friend of mine, he got married. He asked me to be the best man. You know, American people, they have nothing to do with Greek. So the wedding was over and a little music and that was it. And nothing really excited. I said, well, we cannot have a wedding that way, you know. I'll be the best man, forget it. I'm going in my car, I get my tape. And within 5 minutes, everything was 180 degrees. Everybody was up there laughing, dancing, jumping, drinking, you know. I said, that's the way to do it. I said, I know. That's why I brought my tape with me. So everybody enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I show them how to do the, you know, the Sirtaki dance. That's easy and everybody enjoys that. Never on Sunday.
Oh,
Zorba the Greek, whatever you call
it. This has another name?
Solo dance.
No, solo dance, but you should call it something else.
Well, that's it. Solo dance and Sirtaki.
Sirtaki.
Syrtaki.
Okay.
And... a lot of people, they call Navy dance. Because usually when you go back and forth, you know, lean to your left, to the right, represents when the boat moves, you know, because of the waves. That's the way you're supposed to go, you know, lean to your left or to your right.
Mm-hmm. God, it made me think of Greek sailors.
I know. That's dancing. Why they call it solo dance.
Dancing in town.
But yeah. Oh,
so,
it's fun.
Greek sailors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
When I go to Greece next month, I'm going September 4th.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to try to remind me, Aaron. I'm going to buy one of those Navy sailor, you know, one of the sailors suit, you know, the white pants and the red thing around here.
Uh-huh.
And I'll probably wear that one next February.
Oh, okay.
So that one is going to be a good one.
How long will you be away for?
About 20 days.
Oh, yeah. That's great. So you get to go home.
Yeah. My dad is not doing good, so I don't know if it's going to be a good vacation.
Yeah.